Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieser Podcast-Reihe Speed Learning Englisch, der Podcast, der dich Schritt für Schritt auf das Niveau C2 der englischen Sprache bringt. Und heute gehen wir gemeinsam in ein Restaurant. Gleich kommt wieder Jonathan und wird mit uns gemeinsam Dialoge im Restaurant trainieren. Also mach dich bereit. Den ersten Teil dieser Übung absolviere ich gemeinsam mit dir und danach hast du die Möglichkeit, den Dialog, das Training nochmal ganz alleine ohne meine Stimme selbstständig zu wiederholen. Und natürlich kannst du den Podcast auch so oft anhalten, wie du musst. Ja, dann starten wir einfach mal. Legen wir los.
Hello, today we are going to a restaurant.
Great.
I will be the waiter and ask you what you would like to drink or eat.
Okay.
For the answer, I'll give you cues again. Here is an example. Good afternoon, what would you like to drink? Still water. Then the correct answer would be, I would like a still water, please. And what would you like to eat? Chicken soup. The answer is, I would like a chicken soup, please. Did you understand the principle? Then let's get started.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hello, what would you like to drink? A black coffee.
I would like black coffee, please. Black coffee would be fine.
The answer is, I would like a black coffee, please. Thank you. And what would you like to eat? A piece of chocolate cake.
I would like to eat a piece of chocolate cake, please. Thank you.
The answer, I would like a piece of chocolate cake, please. Thank you. Good afternoon, what can I get you? A beer and a steak with fries.
Oh, I would love to have a beer and a steak with fries, please. Thank you.
The answer, I would like a beer and the steak with fries, please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening, welcome to our restaurant. What can I bring you as an aperitif? A glass of champagne.
Oh, I would be delighted if you could bring me a glass of champagne, please. Thank you very much.
The answer, I would like a glass of champagne, please. Hello, which starter would you like? A tomato soup.
Well, I would like to have tomato soup for starter, please. Thank you.
The answer, I would like the tomato soup as a starter, please. Ladies and gentlemen, have you decided on a dessert yet? The apple pie and an ice cream.
Well, I will take the apple pie and my wife would like the ice cream, please. Thank you, sir.
The answer, yes, we would like the apple pie and an ice cream, please. Good evening, have you chosen yet? The vegetarian pizza.
Hey mate, can I have the vegetarian pizza, please? I'm starving, thank you.
The answer, yes, I would like the vegetarian pizza, please. Would you like another espresso or grappa to finish? A whiskey.
Well, espresso and grappa is something for kids. Let me have a whiskey, please. Thank you, mate.
The answer, no, thank you. I'd rather have another whiskey. Do you want anything else or may I bring the bill? The bill.
The bill, please, Bill. Can you please bring the bill, please, Bill? Bill, please bring the bill. Thank you.
The answer, I'd like the bill, please, thank you. So, now you won't starve. That's good news, isn't it? Then I wish you a lot of fun for your next visit to a restaurant and I'll see you in the next video.
Ja, also, verhungern werden wir jetzt nicht mehr. Es gibt verschiedene Möglichkeiten, natürlich diese verschiedenen Fragen des Kellners zu beantworten. Tatsächlich steht auch in allen Englischbüchern, dass man im Restaurant laut Waiter brüllen soll, um den Kellner zu rufen. Ganz ehrlich, ich habe das in England noch nie erlebt. Ich habe das in den USA habe ich das nie erlebt. In anderen englischsprachigen Ländern, in Ireland oder so, nie. Im Pub ruft man vielleicht Hey Mate. Auch das nur in England oder in Irland. In den USA vielleicht Hey Buddy. Aber ansonsten in gehobenen Restaurants sagt man einfach Excuse me oder Sir oder Madam. Aber Waiter oder Waitress, das ist die Berufsbezeichnungen. Ruft kein Mensch. Ich meine, ganz ehrlich, bei uns ruft auch keiner Herr Ober. Das sieht man in irgendwelchen alten Filmen mit Peter Alexander und ansonsten eben nicht. Prima. Jetzt hast du noch die Möglichkeit, diese Übung einmal für dich zu absolvieren. Und ja, wenn du darüber hinaus mehr Coaching haben möchtest, dann schau einfach mal in die Shownotes und da findest du auch noch Hinweise, wo du diesen Kurs tatsächlich als Speedlearner an der Speed Learning School buchen kannst. Übers Monatsabo. Wir haben darüber hinaus noch unseren Powerkurs verlinkt und unseren Premium-Kurs mit einem, ja, einer Mentoring-Flatrate, wenn man so möchte. Aber jetzt schau erstmal, wie du alleine klarkommst. Hier kommt nochmal Jonathan für dich als Kellner im Restaurant. Viel Spaß.
Hello, today we are going to a restaurant. I will be the waiter and ask you what you would like to drink or eat. For the answer, I'll give you cues again. Here is an example. Good afternoon, what would you like to drink? Still water. Then the correct answer would be, I would like a still water, please. And what would you like to eat? Chicken soup. The answer is, I would like a chicken soup, please. Did you understand the principle? Then let's get started. Hello, what would you like to drink? A black coffee. The answer is, I would like a black coffee, please. Thank you. And what would you like to eat? A piece of chocolate cake. The answer. I would like a piece of chocolate cake, please. Thank you. Good afternoon, what can I get you? A beer and a steak with fries. The answer. I would like a beer and the steak with fries, please. Thank you. Good evening, welcome to our restaurant. What can I bring you as an aperitif? A glass of champagne. The answer. I would like a glass of champagne, please. Hello, which starter would you like? A tomato soup. The answer. I would like the tomato soup as a starter, please. Ladies and gentlemen, have you decided on a dessert yet? The apple pie and an ice cream. The answer. Yes, we would like the apple pie and an ice cream, please. Good evening, have you chosen yet? The vegetarian pizza. The answer. Yes, I would like the vegetarian pizza, please. Would you like another espresso or grappa to finish? A whiskey. The answer. No, thank you. I'd rather have another whiskey. Do you want anything else or may I bring the bill? The bill. The answer. I'd like the bill, please, thank you. So, now you won't starve. That's good news, isn't it? Then I wish you a lot of fun for your next visit to a restaurant and I'll see you in the next video.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.